Science tells us that over 90% of what we think is just thoughts we've already had, meaning we're living in the past. If you want to know how to live a better, more fulfilling, more joyful life, you want to live right now, in the present. I know what I thought yesterday. The question is, what am I going to think today? It's time for a new thought. Welcome to Every Day, A New Thought. I'm Thor Chalgren. Today, we're going to talk about seeing scary movies and how, when you see that movie for the second time, it may not be as scary. Obviously, I'm not talking just about movies. I'm talking about things in our life that maybe we face that we're afraid of. You probably have had situations where, as you think about something that is in the future and you think about it, there's something about it that scares you because it's uncertain. You don't know what's going to happen, or you don't know if you'll be able to handle it. Well, I think it's a lot like seeing a scary movie for the second time, because the first time you see it, it's new to you. You don't know what's going to happen, right? But the second time that you see it, those things that maybe cause you to jump out of your seat or that you gasped at, when you see it that second time, you know it's coming. So it doesn't feel quite as bad, does it? I think that's very similar to what can happen to us with things that are in the future that we might be afraid of. And there's a TEDx talk, actually a TED talk that I just watched recently from Tim Ferriss, where he talks about an exercise that he has called fear setting. And he uses this specific exercise as a way to examine things that maybe he's afraid of doing. Maybe it's a situation, in his case, he describes an example of taking a long vacation. And in his mind, whenever he thought about taking a long vacation, he thought about all the problems that would happen if he did that. And in his mind, he sort of catastrophized all of these and made them so big that he just said, I'm not going to do it. Well, he has this three-step exercise, and I'm going to briefly describe it here, but I absolutely suggest that you watch that particular TED Talk that Tim Ferriss gave. I'll put it in the description of the show. But here's how he talks about his fear-setting exercise, and it's something he does about once a quarter, where just as important to him as goal-setting is looking at the things that he's afraid of, maybe the opportunities in his business or in his life where he hasn't taken action because without really thinking about it, he's developed this fear mindset that keeps him from moving forward. So by doing fear setting, he's actually looking at those. He's going into the movie for the second time, knowing what he's seeing. So here's his fear setting exercise. So first, what he does is he said you have a piece of paper, and on that first page, you ask the question, what if? And you basically are going to look at all the what ifs of what could happen if this thing that you're thinking about actually happens. And first, you're going to define it. You're going to say, you know, 10 to 20 things that might happen if I do this one thing. In his case, in his trip to Europe, and being afraid of what happens if he goes, he literally writes down 10 to 20 things that might happen. That's one column. The second column is what could he do to prevent those things from happening? And then the third column is what could he do to repair them if they did happen? So he's literally facing his fears head on and putting them on paper so that he can see that they're not quite as bad as he thought. The second piece of paper that he has is what benefits might come from an attempt or a partial success at this thing. So in his case, what benefits would come if he goes to Europe? What partial successes, what things could go his way that actually might be good things? So he's basically going from the first page, which was dealing with the fears. Now he's dealing with the, what if this turns out great? The third page is what is the cost of inaction? He's asking, what might his life look like if he avoids taking action? He looks at this at 6 months, 1 year, and 3 years. So he's basically saying, if I don't do this thing, what are the costs to me in 6 months, 1 year, and 3 years? My takeaway from this is a great way to deal with your potential fears head on. I'll say for me, one of the things that's kind of out on the horizon is wanting to do travel retreats. And as a piece of business, that is kind of scary because there's a lot of unknowns for me and a lot of ways that it could not work out. And of course, that's what my mind thinks of immediately is what if this doesn't work? But if I do this exercise that Tim Ferriss suggests, I can actually go through each one of those fears and address them and come up with a way to mitigate those challenges. And then I'm also looking at what could go right in this. And also, what happens if I don't do this? What does my life look like? So if there's a challenge that you're dealing with, maybe trying this fear setting exercise could be something that would benefit you. Think of it like a scary movie. Once you've seen it, it's not quite as scary, is it? Thank you so much for listening to Every Day a New Thought. If you like today's show, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And if you found value in it, I'd be grateful for your 5-star review. Until tomorrow, bring a new thought to your life today.